Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A brave little girl is facing an uphill battle. What's her challenge, and how can we help? Let's go in-depth with 5-year-old Braylon Ussery and her parents, Heather and Greg, from Knoxville. Braylon, what a beautiful name that is.
Thank you.
You know, I don't think I've ever met a Braylon before.
Do you know any Braylons?
Do you know any Braylons? So you are a unique girl, the only one that we know with the name Braylon. You like to listen to music on the radio? What kind of music do you like?
Dora.
Dora. Dora is great. I love Dora, too. What kind of an adventure did Dora go on last time you watched Dora?
Easter.
It was Easter?
Easter. So Dora went... And what is that? There's some kind of a purple animal with her sometimes, isn't there? What is that? There's some purple animal, and then there's some... Oh, there's a fox or something?
Swiper.
Oh, his name's Swiper. And somebody says... What do they say to Swiper?
Tell them what they say.
Can you say Swiper, no swiping? No?
You don't want to say it? And what's the blue guy?
Benny.
Oops. Benny, there's Benny too, yeah.
Benny, is Benny a cow? Benny's a cow. Well, what do you like about Dora?
I like the Easter hunting.
Easter egg hunting, is that right? Are there any other TV shows you like? No? How about games? Do you like to play games with Mom and Dad? What do you like to play?
I like to play Dora games.
Dora games? Now, if we were going to go outside in the yard right now, what should we play?
Toy Story.
What do we do outside?
Ride your bike.
You like to ride your bike. I like Toy Story 2. Toy Story 3, I think that was my favorite. I like that one. Who's your favorite Toy Story character?
Buzz.
You're a Buzz Lightyear fan? Yeah, he's pretty cool. Well, Braylon's got quite a journey ahead of her, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. She's got a long road.
Long road. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, the 15th, we go down to Memphis, Tennessee, to the Bonhauer Children's Hospital. And on November 15th, we have a brain surgery scheduled for her to remove her cavernous angioma.
Okay, an angioma. What is this?
A cavernous angioma is a blood tumor of the brain. So it's very rare, and she has... the size of hers and her location is pretty rare. So, and it can bleed and it caused stroke-like symptoms in her. So, and hers has bled twice since they found it last November.
And how old are you, Braylon?
5.
You're 5. You're 5 and you're a very brave girl. You've got to be brave, huh? Yeah, okay, and so why Tennessee? Is that a special hospital down there?
Mm-hmm. We met with a doctor at Mercy, and we also went to Mayo, but a doctor from Mercy referred us to Dr. Frederick Boop down in Tennessee, and he also is a pediatric neurologist at St. Jude's Children's Hospital. So, and he does surgery at St. Jude's and also at the Le Bonheur. So we went and visited him as well, and we decided that he was the doctor that we wanted to use for...
Good guy?
Yes.
Just had that, you know, good manner, good with kids.
Yep, and this is very rare. At Mayo, they had taken 5 out, but nobody this small. And so he's taken about 12 out, Dr. Frederick Boop has. So we just felt comfortable with him and his background in tumors and stuff that he's taken out. They're usually cancerous, but at St. Jude's. And so we felt comfortable with him in case it became a surgery like it has. We felt comfortable using him.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Braylon, Heather, and Greg Ussery. Okay, and the natural thing for me to say right now is, well, you know, what's the prognosis and something like that? But you know what? The it's going to work out, isn't it?
Yeah, we hope so. It's going to be a long road. They said, like, when it does bleed, she has the stroke-like symptoms and has weakness, and she gets lethargic, and they said it'll be like that, or she could have breathing tube, feeding tube for a while, but hopefully it's all temporary, and it all comes back, and she has a full recovery, and we don't have to worry about this cavernous angioma again.
Okay, so that's the goal.
Yeah.
And so that's a long trip. You're going to have to take off work, and you're going to have to go down there both of you.
Yep. It's about 9 hours down there, and we both work for the city of Knoxville, and we've met with people at the city of Knoxville, and, you know, they've been very gracious to us, and, you know, they understand that getting Braylon better is, you know, the most important thing to us, and they've worked with us even last year when this happened. You know, they worked with us and told us to take care of our family, and we're very grateful for that.
Well, a lot of people around town know Braylon's story, huh?
Yes. Through Stepping Stones and West School, you know, a lot of people have met Braylon and are aware of what's going on. And, you know, we got a lot of people praying for us and rooting for us.
Well, yeah, I guess so. You're a smart girl, aren't you too, Braylon?
Yeah.
You sure are. You're a smart girl, and you just have a lot of friends, I bet, too. You're a friendly girl. You walked right in, and you were just fine talking to me. You must have lots to make friends quick, huh?
Yes.
What are some of your friends' names? You can say hi to them on the radio if you want.
Anna Bousalis.
Okay.
Hallie Baker.
Okay. Anybody else you want to say hi to on the radio? No? So those are your best friends?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. What do you play with those friends?
A game that we walk backwards.
Walk backwards? That's fun. Are you good at it?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. You're just in kindergarten? Or are you still at Stepping Stones Kindergarten?
Kindergarten.
Who's your teacher?
Miss Thomas?
Or Mrs. Thomas?
Miss Thomas?
Miss Thomas. Mm-hmm. She a good teacher?
Yeah.
What is it you like best in school?
I like to work and play outside.
Okay, do you know, you're awfully young, but do you know what you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah.
What do you want to be?
A princess.
A princess? Yeah, I think you already are a princess, the way your mommy and daddy look at you. You sure are. Wow. So people are coming together, they're doing a benefit, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so tell us about the benefit.
A few of our family members had gotten together and decided that they would like to do a benefit for Braylon, and we call it her party for everybody celebrating how brave she's being for her surgery. So that's what we talked to her about it. But they're having a benefit at the high school on November 9th, and we're going to have a live auction and a silent auction and a meal.
Right? All big party just for you, huh?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, a silent auction and a live auction, too. Mm-hmm. That'll be fun till all is sold. Yep. And what else?
There'll be face painting and art. The kids' club from Stepping Stones is coming and setting up an art table for kids so they can do crafts, and a quilt raffle.
Sadie
from Kids Club. Yeah.
Oh, well, so Sadie is from Kids Club?
Yeah, she's one of our teachers at Kids Club.
And Sadie making the quilt?
Yeah.
Your great-grandma Baker made some quilts.
Oh, more than one quilt?
Yes, there'll be three quilts. There'll be two that will be raffled off, and then one is going to be in the auction.
Mm-hmm. It's perfect time of year for a quilt, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cold out there. Yeah. And so it's a good time to get it. And they're all handmade quilts, I presume?
Yep.
So who made the quilts?
My great-great-great-girl.
Just two greats.
Just two greats.
Or not two. One. Your great-grandma. Yes.
Just one.
Great-grandma.
Well, that was nice for her. Does she live here?
No, they live in Missouri. Mm-hmm. Yep. She makes quilts, and she has made us her grandkids one every year, and so she has a couple that she sent up to be in the for Braylon's benefit. Yeah.
More in depth
after this. I continued my conversation with Braylon, Heather, and Greg Ussery. Okay, so you've got a whole lot of people helping out with this, huh?
Well, a lot of people have just offered their services and offered to help us, you know, no matter what we need. But Heather's family, her mom and some of her aunts and grandma and my mother have put a lot of, met a lot and talked a lot and shared emails back and forth about getting this benefit organized. It's kind of started, it's grown more than we thought that it would be, you know, when we first started.
Okay, and the benefit is the 9th of November. That's a Saturday from 11 to 3. That's at the high school and a free will lunch. That's nice. Mm-hmm. And then all the other auction items and things that you've been talking about. And so that's the 9th. And then you go right away. Well, not quite right away, but you go to Tennessee what?
Yep, when? About 5 days later, we're going to leave. I think either the 12th or 13th of November, depending on what tests we need to do before the surgery. They want to have an angiogram for her one of the days and maybe a few other tests. They're not quite sure yet. And then kind of get us situated down there and all ready to go for the 15th. And then we'll have the surgery on the 15th, and that's going to be a kind of an all-day surgery. You know, something that they want to take their time on and make sure they remove all of it so it doesn't grow back or, you know, come visit us again. You know, we want to get rid of it.
Do it right, huh?
Yep.
And so for, you know, ordinary folks like us, this is just real expensive. I mean, you don't have family there in Tennessee to stay with, do you?
No.
So you have to, the travel time, you're flying or you're driving?
Driving.
You're driving. Mm-hmm. So you're going to drive. So you've got the gas costs, you've got hotel rooms you've got to pay for, and I presume there's always some medical expense that you've got to deal with. And this is stuff that we can't all plan for.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. They said a week at the least that we'll be there if everything would go perfectly, but they said it could be up to 4 weeks that we will be there.
4 weeks
mm-hmm, of recovery before she's able to go home.
Okay, so 4 weeks off the job, 4 weeks in a hotel room. Mm-hmm. Okay.
With something like this on the brainstem, they really don't, they can't tell us, you know, what's going to happen. They don't know how involved the angioma is on the brainstem. They don't know how much trauma during surgery is going to be caused to the brainstem, so hope for 1 week and plan for 4 weeks is kind of what he told us. Just want to make sure that she's healthy when we come home. And so, you know, we're just right now planning to be there for 4 weeks just in case. But hopefully we return sooner than that.
Well, then there'll be some special time at home afterwards too, huh?
Yeah.
We'll have to stay home and help.
Yep.
Physical therapy, you know, well, she's been doing physical therapy for a year. But, you know, with this, it's probably going to set us back, you know, where we were further back a year ago. So we'll keep going to physical therapy. And, you know, she loves physical therapy. Most people don't like physical therapy a lot, but she loves going there and working and getting stronger.
Can you say hi to Brooke?
Hi.
Brooke's your physical therapist?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She helps you?
And is she here or in Des Moines?
Here.
She's here. Okay, mm-hmm. Brooke. And she's at the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, so special hi to Brooke. You have fun with her. She knows how to help you do things that are fun.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that they have you do?
Climb a mountain and throw the ball on the trampoline and play with the sticky stuff.
Yep.
Play with the sticky stuff. Well, that sounds fun. All that stuff is fun and makes you better, huh?
We have physical therapy today.
Did you? All right.
I would like to thank everybody that has prayed for Braylon, asked me how her well-being is. You know, everywhere I go, you know, people have told me that they're praying for us and thinking of us, and it means the world to me and her mom and all of our family. We didn't expect, you know, so many people to be rooting for us, and it's very heartwarming and uplifting. I'd like to thank all of everyone that's helping with the benefit. They've put in so many hours of taking t-shirt orders or collecting things for the auction. You know, they've really worked hard, and I appreciate it very much.
Yeah, a lot of the businesses around town have been very generous at donating things for the silent auction. Iowa State Savings Bank printed the flyers for us. Dave Hope created those, so I thank him. Stepping Stones and Kids Club have been amazing with helping out with Braylon and just being there and doing anything that basically they can. They've stepped up. A lot of the teachers there have offered. She has two brothers that are going to be coming back before she does, and so they've offered to help babysit or help my mom in any way that they can with the kids. And so this community has came together and helped us tremendously, and we just are very grateful for everybody's support. The city of Knoxville, they've been helpful in us, I guess, not worrying about work in such a time of the family needing us and being there for our daughter. They've reassured us that family comes first and that they will be there for us in any way possible, and that we just need to take care of Braylon and make sure she gets better.
Well, Braylon, will you come and say hi to me when you get home?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, good. I look forward to seeing you again.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Thanks to Braylon, Heather, and Greg Ussery for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.